So hey guys, please do not be offended by the views and opinions of this podcast. It's just banter. After all, we're just four lions trying to make a living in this diaspora. Stay safe, wear your masks, sanitize, yeah man, do all that stuff.
Hey, you're awake.
I am awake, yeah.
Dude, do you want to hop onto the podcast? What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pride Podcast. It's your boy Nash in the building. We got Raymond. What's up, Raymond?
Hola, 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 hola. We back again.
We. And we also got Tapiwa in the building.
Yes, how's it, guys? Been a minute.
Hey, yeah, no, it has.
Actually, Tapiwa hasn't been here for the last two episodes. What's going on? Where were you?
Nah, bro, you know, we've just been around, man. We're just trying to find something to do, you know, help the people in the community affected by the coronavirus.
You took maternity leave.
Yeah, it's just been rough, but I think for the essence of it, we've done good work.
Anyways, and we also got Malvin in the building. What's up, my boy? What's up?
Hello, guys. Yeah, it's Malvin.tk. How are you guys doing?
Honestly, on my side, I think I'm doing really well. I'm lying. I'm going through a little bit of a rough patch in my life right now. I'm trying to figure out a few things about where I'm going. Well, what's my next step? What is 2021 bringing? You know, so I'm currently like quite deep in thought, but I'm just happy that I am a part of this podcast and that I get to talk to the boys. We get to talk, we get to laugh. So it's dope, you know, it's dope. And how are you guys doing? Raymond, how are you doing, my boy?
No, I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. I've been on holiday for a minute, and I'm going to continue being on holiday for another minute.
Hey, dog, how long have you been? Since when did you close? When did you finish?
It hasn't even been a month, to be honest, but yeah. Been at home, chilling.
Dry, but you can drink it. Anyways, moving on. Malvin, how you been, boy?
No, I've been good. Relaxing, chilling, you know. You know, when you're at home, there's work that needs to be done, so we do the work. But yeah, otherwise,
yeah,
no, man, it's been good.
Yeah, that's good to hear. It's good to hear that everybody is doing well and that we're all breathing. Marshall has been missing for a while, so he has a lot of stuff to talk to us about. Take us away. What's going on? What's going on these days?
Yes, I've been put into this position. Coming back with the bank. I've been out because, well, assignments, man. Prepping for the next year. Trying to see how we go
further the courses. Please hold up, Tapiwa. Again, I'm going to emphasize, Tapiwa lies unprovoked.
Oh, why does he, lie?
How's that lies, bro?
Hansi, assignments.
What
assignments?
Self-assigned assignments, my guy. You gotta have goals, you see.
No, most Tapiwa is talking about those drawings, guys. Remember those
drawings. Relax. You gotta relax about that.
Cover the assignments.
Hey, assignments. It's in the name. but let's start with this.
And assignments, dude. Please stop with the jokes today. I don't know why Tapiwa thinks that. He's coming like Trevor Noah today.
He's dead jokes, bro.
And assignments.
I'm starting to remember why I've been on leave. This brutal annihilation of my perfect humor is just unprovoked. But guys, to kick us off, guys, I just want to reflect on the year, man, and just think about what the new year is going to bring to us. What are you guys' New Year's resolutions? Since Nash was so eager to speak, Nash.
You just mad because I'm roasting you. But anyways, you know what, Nat? I don't think I have a New Year's resolution, you know. Actually, if I were to set a New Year's resolution, my New Year's resolution would be, I want to move out. Like, I need to move out my parents' house. Like, that's my New Year's resolution. I don't, like,
aren't you 20?
I've done well. Guys, I turn 20 next month. Like, January 29th, guys. January 29th, I turn 20. How insane is that?
And the guy wants to move out at 20.
Guys, I'm old. I'm gonna be old soon. Like, oh my god. Nah, I'm gonna be so old. I'm gonna be so old. So yeah, no, that's just how I am, man. And yeah, no, I just wanna start like moving forward properly. You know, I'm looking for work, I'm looking for a job. Next year for school, they're gonna require us to look for jobs and find jobs and whatnot. So I'm trying to get ahead of the curve on that. But otherwise, I don't really have a lot of goals for next year, because I think I did really well on accomplishing stuff this year. I mean, I started going to the gym more, so yes. The boy's looking sexy now. Like guys,
his Instagram's in the bio.
Nice views photography.
Nah. I don't post like that. But yeah, no, but also like business wise, I started my photography brand, you know, so I'm happy with that. I got an internship at a media production company. So I work as a content producer. Also like I'm just happy that yeah, even
podcast.
Though I'm also on a podcast. And also school-wise, yes. I finished the year with 4 distinctions, guys. 4 distinctions out of 5 modules. I killed this year. In my view, I really, really feel like this year I killed it, you know. So next year, 2021, I just want to continue with the same energy. I just want to do better. I just want to move out. I want to do the most, you know. So, and also my single life has been booming, guys. I'm enjoying single life. 2021 this is a famous affair. So sharp, me, I'm happy. I'm in a good place. You know, I'm finding my peace. I'm finding my steps. I'm all good. I don't have a job, but I feel great. I mean, I think God did the most this year for me, even though we had COVID and first year wasn't first year. I still got to do what I wanted to do. So I'm happy, you know. I turn 20 next month. I'm excited. I'm nervous. I'm stressed out a little bit, but I'm happy, you know. So, yeah. What about you guys? Like, Malvin, do you have a New Year's resolution, my guy?
God, the man was flexing on us, bro. Even at Tellus, he's single.
Bro, Hansi. Single and enjoying it. 4 distinctions.
Nah, I can't go next now. Marvin, my guy, come on.
Nah, let's give it over to Raymond. Let's give it over
to
guys, Raymond.
I wasn't flexing. I was just mentioning the blessings, guys. Come on. It wasn't that deep.
Me, I'm not here to flex, you see.
Tell them you can go deeper, bro. Tell them you can really flex on them.
No, if they want us to flex, we can flex for real, hey? We can get deep into this, but now we're not going to flex. 2020.
Go deeper, Papa.
Was a good year. Yeah, I'd say it was a good year despite all the bad things that happened. You know, God pulled through anyway. And 2021, my resolutions are, yeah, it's short. It's not even that complicated. You know, wherever I find myself, I just want to, I'm sure I say this before, meet genuine people, have genuine experiences, and share the love of Jesus Christ. That's all.
Now, Melvin's New Year's resolution is to grow 2 inches taller.
bro, the man's been crying.
Tapia, if I were you, I'd keep quiet. If I were
that's
you,
his 5-year resolution, my guy. That's his goal from 2016.
That's his goal from 2016.
Tapia.
You are.
Tapia, you see. This is the way you humble yourself before I release your height and you find out that you're shorter than I am. So come down.
But actually, guys, on a real though, on a real, we have to meet next year and we need to solve this. This whole Marshall versus Melvin height issue, it has to be solved, guys. Main event 2021, yeah. We're solving this once and for all.
Marshall, do you think we should agree to this? This is two tall guys coming and putting two short guys against each other. Should we agree to this nonsense?
This disrespect is unprovoked.
But I think for me, on the New Year's resolutions, is this to do the most. Work hard, keep safe, and don't catch COVID. Yeah, just stay safe.
Or
stay home when you have to stay home. But yeah. Because, yo, guys, 2020 has been hectic, bruh.
Tough time never lasts. Only tough people last.
Last week, we had Gauchelo here, guys. I'm not gonna lie, I slid in her DMs. I'm not gonna tell you what's going on. But.
Yes!
Okay. What do you mean? What do you mean?
Nah, you're not gonna tell us what's going on? She's fun. She's fun. That's all I'm gonna say. Gauchelo, if you hear this, please reply.
Isn't she in a relationship, guys? What's going on?
Yeah, that's my biggest problem right now.
Is she married?
This nonsense.
Are we still throwing bricks in 2021? 2021, we're still throwing bricks at gents.
Wait, she's cuffed.
Did he buy cows? You can see Nash was very close. Let him.
Nash has a reputation of throwing bricks at niggas. From Blue Hills, Nash has a reputation. He left dead having thrown bricks. So if he continues his brick throwing strategy, it will land him in a pile of nonsense.
She's entertaining you, we can tell. You didn't know, Miss. Why? Who gave you the right to tell him? She didn't want him to know.
She didn't want him to know. But let me ask this. On the bro code, is throwing bricks ever an issue?
No.
It depends who you're throwing bricks at.
Wait, pause. I think we need to translate this for some people because some people might not understand what throwing a brick means. Like myself. Is it sharing a stina? What is it?
Yeah. Basically.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Studio Chick.
Whose chick did I steal in Blue Hills? I never stole anyone's chick in Blue Hills, bruh. She was single.
Nah. Let's answer Raymond's question. Let's leave that one. Let's not address that one.
Yeah.
But on Raymond's question, I personally feel like it really depends on who you're throwing bricks at. You know, I feel like the bro code has nothing against it. Who are you throwing the bricks at?
If I don't know you, it doesn't matter.
You.
If I don't know you, but if I don't know you personally, like if I don't even know your name, bruh, like if I don't care about who you are, bruh, if you have no influence over who I am, bruh, why must I care? Why? Unless the guy's bigger than me, then fine, he's bigger than me, he can kick my ass maybe, but still. You know, if I don't know you, why am I walking on eggshells around you? You feel?
But okay.
Nah, it's not a problem.
If you look at it like this, so what's the difference between someone who throws bricks and a home wrecker?
There's no home to wreck here. Who paid Lobola?
You're a home wrecker.
Who paid Lobola?
Home wrecker for who?
No, it's up here. Okay. Put yourself in the shoes of the person who's being thrown a brick at.
He's not Don't in you a catch home, that man. Brick and you throw it back, bruh. As
He's
a
in
man,
a race.
If you don't want your hand getting taken from you, you catch that brick and you throw it back.
You're racing with Nash, and Nash caught you, my guy.
Honestly, it's simple. If you're going to build a home, build a stable home. I don't need to be throwing my pebbles at your glass castle. Oh, no, bruh. If I blow and that thing falls down, it wasn't stable to start with. Because, honestly, the thing is... The Han is the one who leads, bruh.
Okay, but there's always that thing of, if she left her man for you, how much guarantee is there that she won't leave you for another man?
She's going to leave.
She will bounce.
She's gonna leave, definitely. No, she's there for
there's
a nice
high
time.
Chance that she'll bounce. But you know what, man? There's a condition to this law, though. Man, you can't use that against her, though. You can't say, you can't, like, let's say you guys get into an argument, man. You share the senior to this other guy and you get the girl now, right? Then you guys, you start dating or whatever. Then you guys now have an argument. You can't throw in her face to say that no, I don't trust you because you came to me while you were still with your ex. You can't do that. That's wrong. That is very, very wrong.
If you do that, you're dumb.
You're dumb.
But if you're throwing bricks, you're not looking for a relationship. Otherwise, you're all toxic.
Okay, let me put out a hypothetical situation. You're walking on campus, you see this girl, and you're like, hey, you know, she's doing the things, she's performing, but she has a man. So I wouldn't necessarily say it's because you're trash, but your game is good. Let's just say that.
You're trash.
You're trash.
Game is good, yeah, one.
You know, you're trash.
What? This man. He stole his girl. Your game is good. Trash.
You're picking up.
Maybe good. You're trash.
Up.
Gents, this is the grounds, boys. We're all in the battle. Let me be realistic with you right now. You see, if Tapiwa was, you know, dating a nice hun, me in my prime, I'll throw bricks at you, dude. Let me not even cap.
Raymond, that is even more toxic than anything else, because you're throwing bricks specifically at Tapiwa. I understand if you're throwing bricks at a random guy, that's fine, but I feel like the bro code, there's a boundary, bro. You can't cross like any homies. You can't throw bricks at your homies. It's full stop. You don't do it.
Oh yeah, no, not at your homies. Yeah, no, you don't do that with your homies. Hey, if you do that with your homies, it's a problem.
Okay, so only with strangers.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, strangers, it doesn't matter, bruh. Because imagine, no, because it's like, you go talk to this hun, you chat, it's nice, it's proper. She doesn't tell you she has a man, bruh. And you now, every day, you're seeing this hun, you're doing the things, whatnot. Then out of the purple, this gent comes out of the purple. Were you wrong?
She was wrong.
It's not my problem, dog. If you lie, then she has a man. If she doesn't tell you exactly that she has a man, then it's not my problem.
Tribulation. You must face it.
According to my assessment and evaluation of the situation, the grounds are clear for me to enter.
It's a jungle out there, straight up, right now. It's a man-eat-man world, right?
But you see, the problem is the hands are the problem, because you've never seen a reverse versus dinner.
I was about to ask if you guys have ever seen a girl hitting a brick at another girl.
No, it happens. It happens, guys. Don't think it doesn't happen. It happens.
Don't sleep. And hands. Hey, yeah, hands will do it. Like hands.
Girls have
hands
game,
have done it.
Girls don't have that much game.
You're playing.
You know what, Nick?
Especially you shouldn't be speaking.
Raymond,
guys,
let me tell you something, man.
My situation is not a testament to good game.
Hands don't need game. I don't think hands even need game. Hands just have to go up to a guy and just say hi, dog. After that, a normal thinking guy will just be like, this girl is saying hi to me. Let me fuck a sauce on this story, bruh. And they will push my game. A guy will push. You just, for guys, it's very, like, the game, né, is very different between, it's a very interesting difference between, there's a very interesting difference between guys' game and girls' game. You know, guys have to actually go and be like, ayo, what's up? But hands, they can choose. They can either choose to just sit down and look pretty, or they can just be like, you know what, neh? I want this guy, neh? Let me just go poke a button and see what happens. Then, if a guy says no, he's probably cuffed, or he genuinely doesn't like that hand. But it's very, very rare for a hand to ever get rejected.
Because guys don't cheat.
No. Black men don't cheat.
Like, how did that phrase come to be? This black men don't cheat. I've heard it so many times.
Nah, guys. Look,
I don't know, man. I think when sliding into someone's DMs, it's always good to just affirm them that, you know, black men don't cheat. Just in case you forgot.
just affirm them, black men don't cheat. Nice.
But black men cheat. Black men cheat, guys.
Yes. The blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. What?
Black men
cheat. Light skinned niggas. I can't speak for you guys. About Raymond, I don't know.
Yeah, no, light skinned niggas are dangerous. Eh? Even me, guys, I'm scared of them. Shit.
Don't make this a light skin thing.
Light-skinned kids, oh.
So you're saying dark-skinned guys?
All you guys bring is drama.
That light-skinned nigga will become your girl's best friend. Hey, that one. And you even chum you. You'll be like, hi, this is my best friend. You look at this nigga like, this is your best friend. You start building a wall. I'm telling you, hey, it'll be tense.
Best friend buying her flowers when they've never bought anything.
Chocolates. Hey, Marshall is not throwing out agendas now.
The best friend will know what she likes, and you don't. You play, you. Best friends do the most. We have to hand it to them. I'm finna become a best friend.
I was actually thinking about this. I think it was yesterday or the day before yesterday. I was like, nah, guys. 2021, I'm getting a girl best friend.
Nah. Sorry. Once.
Being a best friend is like being a blesser, guys. It's a full time job. To be there. You have to be talking. It's not just work, guys. Those people have to you have to appreciate the work they put in. They maintain your girlfriend, those ones.
You are the better boyfriend, straight up.
If they are proper, they're girl maintenance free of charge.
But for me, I don't trust girl best friends. Does that make sense? Like, boy best friends are fine. It can be strictly business, but girl best friends.
Nah, I don't trust niggas, dog. I don't trust niggas with shit.
No, Marshall.
Shit, dog.
Having a girl best friend, or maybe it's just me. I don't think I would have a girl best friend that's not looking for something else.
Yeah. I agree with you. I agree.
I think the situation is this: the guy is actively trying to make sure he can gain it. But with the girl, it's like, when he comes, I'll be ready kind of situation. But the guy's
not. Oh, lol, when he comes, I'll be ready.
The thing is, you guys don't realize that this is a whole different ballgame. We are playing checkers. When you get there and when a guy becomes a best friend, he would have tried and flopped or something would have happened. And then he chooses to become a best friend. When a girl becomes a best friend, it's a strategy.
Bro,
it is planned.
It's mess.
She knows what she's doing. That from here, this is what I do. This is chess, and you're just a component, bruh. I'm telling you. Girls, they're masterminds. You play.
I don't trust girl best friends. Sorry. Hence why I'm very skeptical about having a girl best friend.
No, you know the ones you shouldn't trust? That girl's best friend's friends. Those are the ones. Those are the mega minds. Those are the ones controlling the body. They influence the hand to everything. If it's your hand, your girl best friends, those are the ones you shouldn't trust.
Deep. I know we hear you, Marshall. Marshall has experience on this topic. You can go back to episode 1 where the man was venting about best friends. Yeah, no, we see.
I know, and Marvin is venting with me. I'm not alone.
Please don't drink me. I'll be in deeper waters than you. Leave me alone.
I'm a best friend, though. But I think just to leave this one, me and Marvin are getting girl best friends next year. It's like, if you don't see us around, you know what's up.
Exactly.
You know, we know you're ruining relationships.
No feelings attached. We're still part of the 4-year gang, so no feelings
strictly
attached.
Strictly business, 4 years. 4-year gang, guys.
Marvin, you are alone in that 4-year gang. You know. Why?
You're alone there, bro. Some of us.
Marvin is alone. He knows.
What about you, Tom? Are you not in 4-year gang?
Okay. and then
me, I'm not making any promises. Mm-mm. Why am I promising that thing?
Nash, I'm telling you, you should join. The privilege is in the whole gang. You don't know you. You just don't know. You should see our brochure, bro. You'll see.
Yeah, actually, let's promote the 4-year gang academy to the people. We're starting an academy next year, 2021. It's called 4-year gang academy. This goes off to all the boys who are heartbroken, all the boys who are not searching, all the boys who found
all
themselves.
All the boys who got no game.
Yeah, all the boys with no game, all the boys who cheated and, you know, trying to come back from the wildlife, trying to change their ways. 4-year gang academy. We're going to send out our brochures on Twitter. You can just apply. Registration fees, R500. We're not too expensive. We give you all the tips. Me and Tapiwa came up with the ideal relationship formula.
The timetable.
Bro.
I want to know about this. These gents literally went deep. They looked at situations and they came up with the ideal relationship. What is the ideal relationship, boys? What is it? I want to know.
Give it to
me. Let me tell you the word we've come up with. The word was, we strive to be realists.
Hey.
Do you understand?
And what is a realist?
A realist is a man who assesses risks. If it is not meant to work, you don't force.
You move.
Not forcing things, yeah. That makes sense.
But
you move.
But the thing is, they haven't really told us. What is the ideal relationship?
Tell them. Give them the mathematical breakdown, Tapiwa.
Do you want us to offend everyone now? Okay, let's do it. So this variable is 20 years. If you're below 20, 50% chance it's not going to work off the bat.
I hope these are your new year resolutions. Those who are listening, new year resolutions.
What happened?
Start writing down.
To like cutting down 50% and saying if you're below 20, there's a 50% chance it will work.
Okay, yeah. Let's say it like that. Maybe they'll feel better. Let's go deeper, the formula.
Yeah, go deep, go deeper.
Below 20, there's a 50% chance it's going to work. I was still giving you 50% because, you know, we're generous. Then the other variable part, you know, if you're in different stages of life, university and matric, primary and high school, we cut another 10%. You see, then the other part, the third part now, distance.
Marvin.
We've long discovered that long distance.
I heard that.
I'm being called out straight up.
Personal testimonies in this group. Multiple.
Yeah, no. One of the boys up in here was the case study for this research. By 4 years gang academy, when we used an example of one of our fellows.
So dead.
Yeah, continue with your maths. Let's hear.
Same city, at least. Same province, at least. The perfect formula is same age in life. Above 20, distance is the same province. There we support you fully. We'll even sponsor your relationship. This is brought to you by the Pride.
By the Pride podcast.
/4 years gang academy.
We could actually make money from this, like giving out relationship advice.
This is that special episode. We're ending 2020 on a good note. We're giving you New Year's resolutions. If you're below 20, cancel that nonsense. If you're far from each other, cancel that nonsense.
If you're below 20, you're a child. Do matric.
Go to your books.
Nah, but definitely our book on the ideal relationship is coming out in 2 years. Me and Raymond co-authors, multiple case studies. We know everything that doesn't work. So we hope the book works for you.
I'll be a promoter. Yeah, I'm telling you, I'll be a keynote speaker as the case study.
But the man is owning it.
Like, honest, the thing is, they say you don't steer away from the skid, you steer into it. So I might as well work with it, you see. But yeah, no, I actually like this formula because it's applied for both genders, you see. If you're a guy and you're listening to this, you've heard it here from Tapua himself. He's giving you the golden rule. And if you're a girl, now it's time for re-evaluation, straight up. Go and back to the drawing board.
If the guy is in Zambia and when I even, I don't know, Malawi, Zimbabwe, South Africa, it's not going to work. No, it's not. It's not. Your chances are 15%. That's where you're at.
The best way to do this is if you are a Han, and you know you want to move from your old life, maybe you're wild back in the days and you want to chill, come join 4 years gang. If you are a dude, you have no game or you cheated in your past, come join 4 years gang. Bottom line, come to us guys, we'll show
black
you
black men don't cheat.
We'll show you how to maneuver the relationship vibes. But I think we can just move on to the business segment for today.
I'm promoting ShareStream. Okay, Einjack, let me not even get too far into it. We have a giveaway. We are announcing the giveaway today. Today, we're announcing the winner of the giveaway. The giveaway is sponsored by ShareStream. ShareStream is a video on demand account sharing platform whereby users get to share an account with other users and get to significantly save on subscription fees. ShareStream plans include services such as Netflix, YouTube Premium, including YouTube Music, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Prime Video, and other services which will be launched soon. All accounts are handled by ShareStream and account activation is less than 10 minutes. We have linked the affiliated links in our description below. Please click on it, subscribe to their Netflix, Spotify, Amazon Prime, watch the latest, you know, everything is there for you guys. Please just go click below.
So yeah guys, support StreamShare. We're now getting sponsored, Buffett. We're getting sponsored. And let me take a minute just to jab at some people. There were some people who were all up in our DM saying, yo, Pride Podcast, you guys are doing nice things. Yeah. But your audio is not nice. And then we up the audio and now people are not giving us support. Please guys, do better. But anyway, I'm not gonna ponder upon that. 2020 guys, how are we leaving this year?
We say from the Pride Podcast, we wish you guys a happy new year, the best growth. Keep doing what you guys are doing, you know, love what you do. You can just keep,
and remember, black men don't cheat.
Sanitize, keep safe, don't break lockdown regulations.
Or else you go to jail for 6 months and you'll be someone, a bitch named Pookie.